Welcome to the Mixtape
Podcast
mini episode. Whoa.
Hey-o.
So
this is our in-betweener episode.
Yeah, our little shot of espresso.
Yeah.
If we can do that. I don't know.
I don't think we've created a name for it, but I was thinking like mixtape singles.
Oh, that's
because
cool.
Because it's this one-sided cassette or a one-song cassette, two-song cassette.
Yeah, it's a one-player.
Yeah. So maybe that works. We'll see.
Okay, yeah.
We'll vote
It's called
that.
A single. You got one song on one side, one song on the other side.
Yeah, so in
and
this...
And it could be what you're listening to now.
Yeah, anything you really love, something you've been playing over and over again, mm-hmm. A song that speaks to you at the moment, something that fit within something that happened to you during the day. You had a really crappy day, and this is like your theme song for it.
Yep.
That's what we want to play for you, and we'll give you a little insight why.
Oh, awesome. I love it. Okay.
So you should go first.
I'm going to go first? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned this artist in our latest episode. We just recorded a Irish songs episode.
Yep. And
I mentioned
it's already out.
Yep, it's already out. And I mentioned a Steve Earle in that. And I also mentioned his son, Justin Townes Earle, who is a great artist and one of my favorites. And I've been listening to him a lot. This is actually from a record that came out in 2017 called The Kids in the Street. And it's the song is called Kids in the Street. And here it is.
I'm sure it's looking better these days. Well, it's hard to believe. This ain't the way it was back in 1993. Now those weren't better days, but they still meant something to me. When we was kids out in the street.
Oh, I'm talking? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about why do you like the song? Why'd you pick this?
I actually like Justin Townes Earle a lot because I feel like in the Americana circles, I think there are certain people who think he lives in the shadow of his father, and they're estranged, or they were estranged for many, many years. So, Kids in the Street in particular, it reminds me of growing up. I grew up in a part of Anaheim where there were working-class families. There was a lot of families that worked in aerospace or others. I kind of made that up. I don't know why the families were moving away and why mm-hmm. homes were all of a sudden kids were in school and then they weren't and the homes were vacant and whatever. It could have been, I think it was Reaganomics really, but I made up somewhere along the lines that, oh, they must have been in aerospace and those contracts were ending and so those people moved away. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of it where you'd see, you know, people that you were friends with just disappeared and then their houses were vacant and they had to move on somewhere else, couldn't afford it and had to move on. And so Kids in the Street kind of, it reminded me of my childhood and growing up in that time. And so that album in particular is really good. If you have an opportunity to listen to Kids in the Street, I think start to finish, really great. Really great.
Yeah,
record.
It was a beautiful song.
Really recorded well too. So yeah. Anyway, what do you got?
So the artist that I'm going to play, her name is Maria de Pilar. She is the former singer of an Latin indie rock band called Los Abandoned. Her name used to be Lady P. Los Abandoned was such an iconic band for me growing up. I was in college. I was branching out of like my K-rock music and in my like ska scene that I normally listen to. And I discovered that there were bands that spoke Spanish or sang in Spanish that weren't my parents' music.
Yeah, right.
And so to hear a band like Los Abandoned play music that I would normally like in English and just sing in Spanish, it was completely revolutionary for me. So my best friend and I, we became like street team members and we would sell merch or follow them anywhere they went. They'd play at the Echo all the time, had residencies there. I think they could have gone farther. They didn't. They broke up too soon for me. But Maria, or Lady P, Pilar, she has her own solo projects. So a few years ago, she had her first album called Songs y Canciones. So Songs, Canciones, same thing, English, Spanish translation. Her new album is Songs y Canciones 2. So it's a continuation of that. And this song is Milagrito. So it's, like a little miracle is what it translates to. And it's a cute song, kind of has like a, I don't want to say reggae, but very dancey, tropical vibe to it. And it's just a cute song. And I definitely listened to this new album because it's such a pop, a fun pop album, dancey album, but also has a lot of strong messages in relation to dreamers living here in America. Being a Latino person here in America. So such a great album, and I love her. So take a listen to the entire album. The song is Milagrito.
I really like it. I like the song choice. I think it's, I don't know much about, and okay, I don't know much about Los Abandon, although I have heard Los Abandon.
I think I've played them on one of our episodes.
You played before. On one of our episodes, but also just being around the scene, you know, I've heard them several times, but it's always been on my list of like bands to get into, and I never did. So I'm going to use this as an opportunity. I'm actually looking it up right now. And
take a listen.
It.
Like, her new album is really good. And I think there's something fun about each song on there. So it's something you're not going to really skip through.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. And for what it's worth, I can just say this, that I think Spotify is a tool that we use every day here. And I think it's kind of lame. They don't pay artists what they deserve. And it sucks because I'm a total hypocrite, because this is why I love it. Because I can go on and just, I can get a catalog and listen to it and be like, I could dive as deep as I want, which is awesome.
People do not use Spotify till its full extent.
I don't think so either.
I think you listen to what you know, and you, it's hard for people to branch out into new stuff.
Yeah.
And Spotify is really good in that they create playlists based off of what you like.
Yeah. What you have saved, what you have in there. And they kind of build this, they're data mining you essentially, but they're able to make a genius playlist for you.
Yeah. Part of me is always like, I avoid listening to that stuff because I don't want, I'm not going to give in to that. I'm not going to let them tell me what to do.
I'm totally the same way. And also their mixes for me, I get four different ones. At this stage, because I have different genres that I listen to.
Me too.
And the Americana one is always lights out, really good. I have like a ska and like dub reggae one that's always really good.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I listen to it every time. Every time I notice it, I play it. And there's always something on there where like, oh crap, I didn't know about that artist. I got to listen to him.
Yeah.
Not that this is a commercial for Spotify, but anyway.
But if Spotify wanted to sponsor us or let us put our podcast on Spotify,
that'd be amazing.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
But you guys should check out these bands that we just played and let us know what you think about them, or let us know what you're listening to right now. Maybe it'll
That'd
be something
better,
we're
yeah.
interested in.
Yeah, turn us on to something that you may have. Maybe it's a local band wherever you are.
Yeah.
And trust me, I guarantee you, there ain't nothing that's too weird. Okay?
We've played the most outside their genres and have played such a variety of music on here. We are clearly open to anything. So
yeah, clearly
let us know.
Matter of fact, I'm actually looking for in LA for the high life scene, like the African music scene in LA that's guitar centric. I'm looking for that. I'm told that there is a scene here. I can't find it. So if you're out there, tell me where it is.
Yes. Point Mike in the right direction.
Point me in the
please.
High life scene, please. So anyway, this is a cool little break, cool little refresher, a cool single.
Yes.
And go support these artists and listen and
listen to our normal episodes when we have them out.
Yeah.
Too.
And there's one out every couple weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. If you enjoyed listening to the podcast, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Mixtape Podcast for show notes, pictures.
If you enjoyed listening.
All right. And take three. If you enjoyed listening to the podcast, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Mixtape Podcast for show notes, pictures, and behind-the-scenes snaps.
And while you're at it, head over to...
Don't fuck up.
Better leather. And while you're at it, head over to our website at mixtapemixtapepodcast.com for complete playlists, as well as links to all the songs on Spotify.
Hey, I worked really hard on putting those playlists up.
Or did you work really hard on avoiding other responses?
Hey, don't worry about that. Just don't forget to tell your friends.
One more thing. Or is it one more thing?
Not that.
Okay. One more thing. We know you're busy people, but go ahead and click to review. Give us a 5-star rating or comment on whichever podcast platform you found us on.
See ya.